That's a wrap on the first men's semifinal, Brownie in Motion 15, Colorado Mama Bird 10. Let's catch up with some of the players and coaches involved in today's matchup.
I'm Owen Westbrook, and this is my first year coaching Mama Bird.
Quinn Finer, I'm a junior at the University of Colorado Mama Bird. Yeah, so early we were swinging the disc really well, getting our deep looks, getting our shots, taking our shots, and hitting our shots. They started running that zone. That definitely gave us a lot of trouble, and, you know, props to them. It was a great defense. It got us out of our plays, got us out of our sets, and props to them again on ripping those upwind hucks. Those things, like, some of the best upwind hucks I've seen all weekend, and tough team to stop.
A lot of credit goes to Brown. They put a lot of pressure on us. They threw a zone, and were really disciplined about it in a way that other teams hadn't been so far, and they really capitalized on the turnovers they got. You know, they didn't give us too many chances to take the disc away. So, you know, we knew it was going to be sloppy in the wind. We had our chances, and at the end of the day, they executed more than we did.
One of the things I noticed was there was no fear. Can you kind of talk about your team and how you're able to coach or practice that mentality?
We've emphasized taking good shots and emphasized that every player, you know, has that right to take shots within our system when the opportunity arises. So, you know, I think some of those didn't work out today. So there was a lot of wind, and some of those upside down, some of those cross field blades, they didn't work out. But, you know, we've encouraged all season that our players be aggressive and stretch themselves. And we got stretched a little too much in this game, but it's been a growing process all season.
Last year, you did not qualify for the national tournament. This year, here you are in semis. The result, obviously not what you wanted, but can you tell me about the feeling of being back here at nationals with such a proud program like Mama Bird?
Yeah, I mean, losing that 20-year streak that we had was probably, honestly, one of the biggest letdowns of my sporting career. And, you know, having that letdown just makes you want to get back out there and grind and, you know, do it for your team, do it for the alumni, do it for everyone that has held this program together, held this storied program to such a high standard. And it's pretty incredible for a team to miss and then come right back and be at semis and play through their roster and play all their guys and, you know, be such a deep team.
You played under Bob Cryer. You're coaching with Bob Cryer now. Can you tell me a little bit about how maybe Bob's presence impacted this team?
Bob puts such a great structure in place for a team. He's very focused and disciplined in his practice time. He emphasizes work rate and efficient use of practice time. And, you know, he brings a world-class mentality to any team he's coaching. So it was really a privilege to join him in coaching.
He's top-class coach. A lot of the credit's going to him, Mikey, KJ, and Owen Westbrook. They're all incredible coaches. Bob led us here. We just used what he gave us.
How we look back on this 2019 season as you move forward to 2020?
You know, this was a special team. This was a team that, you know, practiced through wind and snow and rain, 20-degree weather on the turf at night at 10 o'clock. And those guys never gave up on each other, and they gritted through a lot this season. So I think we can carry a lot of that forward. You know, we're going to start next season at a much higher place than we started this season. This is a really young team still. You know, we have a lot of young guys who are ready to step up and got some great experience this season. So I'm really excited to see what they can do next year.
Sam Lehman, I'm one of the two coaches for Brown University.
You went down 4-2 to start the game and then rallied back and never trailed after 5-4. What was the adjustment and some of the changes that happened there in the game?
So they started to hit a couple deep shots early. We wanted to start and see if they were going to hit those aways. We started to back a little bit more, try and up the pass count. And we also knew that, you know, this was going to be a game of quarters and see who legs were going to be the freshest in the fourth quarter. And we knew that was going to be us, and I think it really showed. So, you know, we had a shaky first couple points. I was very confident in our team and our ability to just sort of grind them into the ground, essentially, and I think that's what showed.
I've heard you talk about the pass count before. How important is that, especially on a windy day and a windy atmosphere like this?
I think it's super important, especially in the college game and at a tournament like this. Not everybody in the field is going to have the best disc skills, and especially when you get tired and you're young, you're going to start making little mistakes like that. And for us, we know that if we can play disciplined defense and force exhausted college kids to try and throw as many passes as possible, there are going to be drops, there are going to be miscues, and that's what happened.
John Randolph had 10 goals.
Yeah. You might have heard me in the sideline just saying, Johnny Legs, Johnny Legs. And you saw he had that big Quinn Finer matchup. And John's been working his butt off all season to get in the best shape possible. We were training in winter coats at our track workouts, getting ready for this tournament. And John bought into that fully. And he was just ripping it up out there. And I think, you know, he could play his second game right now if he wanted to.
What can we expect to see tomorrow?
Two super evenly matched teams with deep rosters, just scrapping. Again, Legs are going to come into the equation. It's a long tournament for us. We've been training in our workouts for Monday. That was the day we wanted to be playing. So look to see us being the fresher team tomorrow.
My name is Matt Hecht, and I'm a senior at Brown University.
Tough sledding at the beginning of the game. Tell me about kind of what was going through your mind as you battled back.
Sure. I noticed that they were fronting all of our guys when we were going upwind, which is usually a good strategy, but didn't actually work against us. I think we ended up riding our defense. I think at the end of the day, it comes down to the efforts of guys like Dylan Villeneuve and Aziz Adeyemi, and then just Ned Dick and Solomon Ruchon-Bailey. Those guys are just amazing. I mean, Ned's been leading from the top for the whole year, and we owe a lot to him. So a little bit of offense to sort of keep us on track and then punch with our defense.
What were you expecting from Colorado going into that game?
We studied a lot of film, and we saw just tight person defense. And we put a lot of faith in our pull plays, and we knew that those would probably work a lot. We expected, yeah, physical defense. We had to sort of finagle the way that the game was going to be called. The observers actually called us in at halftime to sort of figure out that sort of part of the game. But yeah, I don't know. I think we sort of expected person defense and knew that we were faster and that John was going to go deep and that I was going to throw him some goals, and we went from there.
You'll see a gif of it later, but John Randolph, one of his 10 goals was a pretty incredible stutter step to the downwind end zone. You threw a high release backhand, and you know, he had a Barry Sanders-like quality to the separation he was able to get. Can you talk about his performance today?
Sure, yeah. He has one of the most devastating jab steps I've ever seen. I mean, it doesn't work on me in practice, but in games, nobody's really ready for it. I mean, they, like, get on that open side, and it's one step, and then pow, there he goes. Our offense in the end zone is just give it to me and get him sort of at the front of the stack and let him get that separation. I mean, the guy deadlifts and squats 1,000,000 pounds. That's sort of where it comes from, I guess.
UNC tomorrow, what can we expect from Brown?
The thing I'm most sort of concerned about from UNC is just sort of their depth and systems. It's like, it feels like we're playing against a team that has been practicing for like 6 years, just because all those guys have come up through that NC program and Nethercutt's been around that those high school teams. I don't know, it just feels like those guys already know each other coming in. So for them, it's sort of like a chemistry thing, try to bust up some of their sets that they're used to. But we're excited for the game, regardless of what happens.
I think people know a lot about UNC and their tradition. You just mentioned some of it. But on display, and at no shortage, is Brown's tradition here with alumni that have won nationals.
Yeah.
Alumni Callahan winners are here to support.
Yeah.
Talk about the sideline presence and the tradition of Brown Ultimate.
Definitely. I mean, we had a pasta dinner at an Italian restaurant the other night, and just got to talking to Zip and some of the old-timers. Talked about sort of the way they used to practice and the three pull plays they used to run over and over, where Zip would just sort of run up and down the field. But yeah, I don't know. The support we have from those people is amazing. It's been a long time coming. I mean, we've had sort of 10 years in the dark, and now that we're on the national stage again, they're excited. So that's great. And we've got a lot of guys who never really got the chance to play here. A lot of guys who love this team more than anything else, and are super stoked that we're out here.
How important would it be for you tomorrow to win a national championship in your final year?
Words can't really describe it. I don't know. It's like, I'm an incredibly competitive person. It's the thing I want most in my life right now. And I think I'd just sort of burst out crying. Yeah, I don't know. It's just like the thing I've been working for 4 years. And it's my last shot, and would mean a lot.